This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
All right, it is time for Making Sense of the Markets with Lori Pinkowski. Lori is a senior portfolio manager at Canaccord Genuity, and we're going to talk to her about what is going on out there this morning because there's a lot to talk about. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. How are you, Simi?
I am good, thank you. How are you doing with the markets out there?
Good. Markets are up this morning, continuing a strong four-day green run. We haven't seen that for some time. And so investors are definitely happy with that news because we saw a low, obviously, in September and even just a couple weeks ago. And now things are moving in the right direction. And this is what we've been talking about for some time, Simi. The markets appeared to be oversold. And there's a few reasons why we're seeing markets turn around here.
Okay, like what? What reasons?
Well, part of the bounce is, of course, midterm elections are coming up in the U.S. Often markets continue to move higher after the election, regardless of the result. But really, what we're seeing here, why markets are in the green, is really to do with earnings season, right? We've seen a lot of positive earnings as of late with a lot of companies, wide spectrum, Visa beat, GM beat. We saw Coca-Cola beat. The airlines are beating expectations. Again, albeit that the bar has been set fairly low coming into third quarter earnings. However, it's great to see that companies are really doing well in this environment or doing better than expected in this environment. And so I think that the kind of investor sentiment is going to continue for some time because even we saw some of the big tech names report and it wasn't as rosy as one had expected, such as Google missed both on top and bottom line. And we saw Microsoft as well give kind of a bleak outlook. And those stocks were down yesterday after market. However, you know, a lot of the weakness this morning got bought up as investors are looking past this.
Okay, now you know, I've talked about the companies that are doing really well, like the airline industry seems to be doing well, a lot of earnings, you know, doing well, except it seems like for technology.
Well, yeah, exactly. As I was saying, Microsoft and Google, you know, they dropped, the stock dropped. But again, longer term, I mean, Microsoft, you know, has billions of dollars in cash. They're going to survive this. And again, what's really important is just looking forward to where the central banks around the world are going to be, right? And we saw Bank of Canada today, you know, big news. We knew that they were going to increase rates, but they increased rates less than we had expected.
Yeah.
50 basis points, as you guys just reported here on air. And so that's very positive because we're closer to the end of this tightening cycle than the beginning. And markets are very forward-looking. So markets aren't going to wait until central banks actually pause to start moving higher. The idea is if we know there's only one or two rate increases left in this cycle, then markets and investors are going to jump on that. And we could possibly see a very strong rally in markets. So this is why it's really important for investors to look forward and not look backwards as you know, what has happened in 2022 in terms of the markets and look forward. And again, you know, they are saying that they're seeing weakening in certain areas in the economy and the housing market being one of them. You know, you and I have talked about that.
Yeah.
And consumer and business investment is softening and Canadian exports are also weakening because, you know, other countries' demands are also kind of coming down with interest rates going higher. So there's a lot going on, but I would say what we've seen in the past week and a half is definitely positive.
Okay, so it seems like from what you're saying then, Lori, then the markets can see the kind of almost like the light at the end of the tunnel here.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Sammy. And I think I was even talking to the team about that recently. You know, when we see light at the end of the tunnel, you have to start putting, and again, we have had cash on the sidelines almost throughout the year, putting some of that money back to work. That doesn't mean all in one day. It just means, you know, start looking for some of those deals out there because seeing some of these high quality blue chip dividend paying names come down as much as they have, again, you don't get that opportunity very often to pick some of those stocks up at much lower lower prices. Again, we're waiting till earnings come out on particular companies so that we know that their outlook is fairly positive before adding them to client portfolios. And again, we're going to be, you know, on guard for next year because we want to see, again, with the rate increases, whether in Canada or the US, what kind of damage that's actually going to cause to areas like the housing market. And again, it is down already, but how low is it going to go? Because that could be sort of a part two to this situation if it's not handled with care by the central bank. So again, this is the idea of being an active manager. We're able to go in, we can get out, raise cash. So we don't have to say, you know, in a year or 2 years, this is where we're going to be, because frankly, nobody knows that. So by being proactive and dealing with the news that we have at hand today, we're able to make decisions for client portfolios.
Okay. And I know we always talk about retirement and getting things set up for retirement, but if you're a business owner right now, Lori, and you're thinking about, you know, selling your business or retiring, I would imagine that's a lot of uncertainty for you to deal with.
Well, we deal with a lot of business owners, and I often bring in, I always call her financial planner extraordinaire, Cindy David, with me as well. And we often are sitting across the table from business owners, and hopefully earlier than, you know, a year before you want to sell your business. Usually, you know, 3 to 5 years out is ideal. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, after COVID didn't realize they actually did want to kind of sell their business and look at retirement. So until you have a real financial plan, it's hard to do that. And the first thing you have to do is, you know, what is your company worth and who are you selling it to? I think those two facts are very important when deciding to sell a business and look at retirement, because what's going to happen, a lot of business owners don't have large portfolios where they were going to draw income from. They sell their business and that is the big lump sum they're going to have, their big nest egg for retirement. So again, that has to be properly managed. We create income portfolios from that lump sum. And again, they have to think, you know, how am I going to make that transition? A lot of business owners end up staying on board for a little while, depending on who they're selling to. You know, maybe they just don't work 5 days a week. They're working 2 days a week for the next 2 years, just to make sure that transition is smooth. You know, and how are you going to plan your cash flow going forward? You know, what you need to live on in retirement. And again, this can, you know, proper professionals around you, accountant, lawyer, financial planner, portfolio manager, we are the ones that are going to help business owners figure out that number and whether it's possible. And they may have short-term goals, you know, they might want to buy a cabin or this and that. And so those are things we're looking at. And again, even, you know, including your spouse, even though some spouses aren't involved in the day-to-day running of the business, many of them are involved and have been involved since, you know, the beginning when this baby yes. was created. So you need to make sure that they're included, where we always have everybody in the room. And as I said, making sure that you have a good team of advisors around you and having people help you through that transition is going to make it that much easier when you're selling your business. But again, it's not as easy as some when retiring because right. they've created this, they identify with their business. So it's important to, again, to talk it out.
Also, that objectivity, I think, must be very challenging when, as you say, it's your baby, it's your business, you started this, and then you probably have a number in mind for what you think the company is worth versus what perhaps an independent evaluation might come to.
Well, exactly. And also selling your business to a family member or a senior employee versus, you know, a third party, that makes a big difference as well when evaluating your business. And so we've just seen so many different, I guess, sales of businesses happen. And usually it takes longer than people expect. I'll say that as well. And so it's important to think about that when looking to the future and making decisions. Again, if you start with a financial plan and figuring out also at the same time what your business is worth, who you're going to be selling it to, who are the prospects out there, and then put that for sale sign up and go with that. And like I said, that next stage into retirement doesn't always mean just retiring. A lot of people end up starting another business. It really depends. Some people like to retire fully, or they'll find lots of things to fill their time with. But again, it is a little bit of a more delicate transition. Let's put it that way, Simi, when business owners are selling their business and moving into some sort of retirement.
Right. That's kind of delicate for you to deal with, right? Because you've also got to remember how they're feeling about their baby.
I always do. I always do. You know, it's retirement isn't like everybody's skipping to the exit door, you know, and that doesn't just mean business owners. Some people have been working, you know, where they've worked for 30 years, they've built up their career, or they're professional in a certain field, they're recognized, they're a part of something, right? And it's almost like they're giving up sometimes some of that social circle, whatever that may be. So it's always important for a financial advisor to listen to, for clients to be heard when they're talking about these sorts of, you know, hopes, dreams, fears, and concerns going forward. Because, you know, there's no cookie cutter approach here to retirement. Everybody's different and unique. Their family is, and how they're going to achieve a successful retirement as well.
So true. Lori, thank you.
Thank you so much, Simi. You have a great day and a wonderful week.
You too. That is Lori Pinkowski. Lori is a senior portfolio manager at Canaccord Genuity. You can actually contact her team directly. You can give them a call, 604-695-LORI, or you could visit their website at pinkowski.ca.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.